President's remarks taped for television on school dropouts and draft on school dropouts for the Department of Agriculture. From the Cabinet Room of the White House, August 1st, 1963.
In today's highly competitive world, education is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Despite the fact that there are fewer jobs for the unskilled in our country, each year more than 1 million Americans of school age either fail to return to school or drop out during the school year. According to the experience of previous years, 400,000 young boys and girls who should return to school in September will not do so. I have asked the nation's educators and community leaders to assist in an intensive effort to encourage our school-age youth to return to classes in September and then stay. Knowledge is power, and I think it essential that we have the best educated citizenry in the world. I hope the children will go to school in September, and I hope they will fulfill their high school education. The end of this summer of 1963 will be an especially critical time for 400,000 young Americans. These are the young people who, according to our earlier experience of other years, will not return to school this September. In addition, without a special effort to reverse this trend, another 2/3 of a million students will return to school in September, but will then drop out. As our industrial machine has become more complex, and as automatic equipment has significantly reduced the need for unskilled workers, the importance of education and training in competing for jobs has become more pronounced now than ever before in our history. The greatest growth in labor demand is for highly trained men and women with 16 or more years of education, professional workers. The second fastest growing demand is for technical and semi-professional workers with 1 to 3 years of post-high school education. Jobs filled by high school graduates rose 30%, while jobs for those with no secondary education decreased 25% in the last decade. Today, an education is not a luxury, it is a necessity. The uneducated and untrained person is seriously handicapped economically, socially, and culturally. Those who drop out of school to take jobs now should understand that a man with a college degree can expect to make $175,000 more in his lifetime than his counterpart who has only a high school diploma, and $250,000 more than a man with only a grammar school education. But even more difficult to understand is the dropout who leaves school only to become unemployed. He has trouble finding work, receives the least pay, is the last to be hired, the first to be laid off, and he can expect a future of greater difficulty. School dropouts constitute a serious national problem, one deserving of the attention and efforts of all segments of our society, educators, clergymen, businessmen, labor leaders, and above all, mothers and fathers. I have proposed to various groups in this country, and I now propose to all Americans, that a special intensified effort be undertaken this month to encourage our young people to return to school and to stay there. Help those in your community who are conducting this effort, school principals, or those working on welfare, employment officials, and others. The nation's greatest resource is our youth. Our future lies in their hands, in their skills, in their education, in their strength. I earnestly urge all Americans of high school age to consider your future and your country's future. I ask the assistance of all of our people in making 1963 the year in which the trend in school dropouts is reversed and where this country becomes stronger. Thank you.